Doctor Who, The Edge of Destruction, by Nigel Robinson, read by William Russell. Introduction. It all started, they would say later, in a forgotten London junkyard on a foggy November night in 1963. But in truth, for Ian Chesterton and Barbara Wright, it had started some 5 months earlier. It had all begun with 15-year-old Susan Foreman, who had just joined the school. From the start, Susan had proved something of a mystery. Despite 5 months' constant nagging from Miss Johnson, the school secretary, she was still unable to produce a birth certificate or, indeed, any other documentation to prove her status. Neither was her grandfather, with whom she lived on the electoral register of Coal Hill or any other London district. She had just returned from a long stay abroad, Susan explained, and the necessary papers were still in transit. Miss Johnson had thought of telephoning the girl's grandfather, but he was not listed in the phone directory. The two letters she wrote to him remained unanswered. Fortunately, Miss Johnson was a mild-mannered woman, not the normal stuff of school secretaries, and as the months passed, she began to despair of ever completing her file on Susan Foreman. Looking at Susan, Barbara Wright could believe that the girl had spent most of her life abroad. Her speech was clear and precise, as though English was not her mother tongue, or at least she was unused to speaking it. Occasionally she would use a word or...